Now we read here, verse 8, "And David said on that day, Whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites, and the lame and the blind that are hated of David, so he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house." Now, David here is doing something that apparently is the result of his years of out yonder roughing it. And David was a rough and ready individual, by the way. Now, keep in mind, God would never let him build the temple. So don't become too critical, because God is the one who judged him. And we need to remember, even believers should recognize this one of another, "Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he stands or fall. And I have no right to sit in judgment over you. You have no right to sit in judgment over me. Now, I am going to have to stand before God as a believer. My works will be tested, and yours will too, my beloved." Not for salvation, to see whether you're going to receive a reward or not. Now, since I'm his servant, and you're his servant, then I'm not your servant, and you're not mine. Therefore, we're not to judge each other on that basis, you see. Now, let's not judge David, because God already judged him. And I want to tell you, God took him to the woodshed and gave him a good whipping. We're going to see that. Now we're told in verse 9, "So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David." That was Mount Zion. "And David built round about from Milo and inward. And David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram king of Tyre sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David a house." Now you see, when he moved up there, took the city, why, he now has a wonderful friend in a man up there in the north, and that was Hiram, king of Tyre. "And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake." And Hiram recognized that David was an outstanding man. So he worked out with him an arrangement whereby he supplied materials and workmen to build him a palace. And we're told, verse 13, "And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem after he was come from Hebron, and there was yet sons and daughters born to David." Now that is the record of the facts. It's not God's approval, because it's here. We'll find out was definitely God's disapproval, and in his son Solomon, it eventuated in the splitting of the kingdom today, and finally really brought on the Babylonian captivity. Why? Because this man is king. He's in a place of leadership, and this is wrong. Well, who says it's wrong? God says it's wrong. And after all, this is his universe. He makes the rules. If you don't like them, well, I don't know about you, but most of the rules of God are pretty good. The fact that God today has put us on a universe and he sticks us on here with scotch tape. We today have another name for it, but it is one of the laws of God that you're going to just be held to this earth and you can't get very far away from it. It'll pull you right back down. And that's a law of God, by the way. He has some good rules and regulations, and after all, he made it. It's his universe. Now, will you note here that we find something that we need to note in particular? "And these be the names of those that were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shammua and Shobab." Now, I know nothing about those two boys. "And Nathan and Solomon, but I do know something about them. From the line of Nathan came Mary, the mother of Jesus. From Solomon came Joseph. And from both of them, the Lord Jesus got the bloodline and the legal title to the throne of David through Nathan and Solomon." And that's the reason that it's recorded here for us. Now we find that David carries on here in a monotonous sort of way, this war with the Philistines. "But when the Philistines heard that they'd anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hole." And we find here that there was war between David and the Philistines. Never was there peace.